I came from West Virginia and as a son of a coal miner, and when I came to New York, it was just, I was like, I was born to play here. It's such a magnificent city. In Yankee Stadium, there was nothing like playing at Yankee Stadium. I mean, it was like playing in a Hall of Fame. And to be in the same locker room where Babe Ruth played and Mickey Mantle, I shared a locker with Mickey Mantle. And to play there, the way we played there, and the coaching staff that we had. You realize we had the greatest coaching staff in the history of the National Football League? Vince Lombardi coached the offense, and Tom Landry coached the defense, and Jim Lee Howe was the head coach.
Under Tom Landry's new 4-3 defensive scheme, Huff would flourish at the middle linebacker position. In his first season, he would help lead the Giants to the 1956 NFL Championship, becoming the first rookie middle linebacker to ever start in a title game.
Success breeds success. Lombardi used to say that. Winning is not the only thing, it's everything.
In 1958, the Giants would once again reach the NFL Championship before losing to the Colts in sudden death overtime in what's regarded as the greatest game ever played. New York would go on to win 6 Eastern Conference titles during Sam's 8 years with the team. During that era, Huff and the Giants developed a special rivalry with the Cleveland Browns and the league's greatest player.
Sam was basically the quarterback of that defense, and he had the flair to understand that he was in New York, so he became an instant celebrity by attaching himself to my legs quite often.
Today you will play pro football, riding on Sam Huff's back. We've wired him for sound with a tiny transistorized radio transmitter.
What do you do that for, 88? You do that one more time, 88, I'm going to sock you one. Now, don't do that. You run again, you'll get a broken nose. Don't do that. Hit me on the chin with your elbow.
I was very proud of our football team. I was very proud of being in New York. Those 8 years were just such great years. And we only had 33 ball players on the team then. Alex Webster came from New Jersey, and we had Frank Gifford and Kyle Rote and Charlie Connolly on the offense. And then on defense, we had Roosevelt Greer and Dick Moseleski, Andy Robustelli, Jim Cavage, and Roosevelt Brown, and Emlyn Tennell, and Jimmy Patton, and I shored up the middle. We had such great players. Then Y.E. Tittle came to town. They were stars in themselves. I mean, all of these guys, we so blended together. It was really something very, very special.
Huff was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1982, and the extraordinary Giants defense that he helped lead would pave the way for all the great NFL teams that came after them.
When you look back at the history of this game and the contribution that each and every one of these ball players made, it was just such a magical time, and it was a new era coming in to pro football, which made it possible for today's television and radio and everything else and bringing the fans. And now we have the number one sport in the world, pro football.